Paul Keita, the food and nutrition editor at Men's Health Magazine. And our website is menshealth.com.
We're talking today to Paul Keita with Men's Health Magazine, and protein is so big, but there's so much confusion around what it actually is.
Yeah, if you go to the supermarket these days, you're going to see that word protein slapped on just about everything. You know, you can buy a protein-infused water now. Like, we've reached that point. There are protein-infused ranch-flavored chips. So we, as a magazine, as Men's Health, have long touted the benefits of protein. But we started to question, well, just how good is protein-infused water for you? So this is in our latest edition of Men's Health. We have a story there called Have We Reached Peak Protein?
Let's back up a little bit. Talk to me about what protein is good for. What are the health benefits of protein?
Protein is vital to life. So it's made up of things called amino acids, and these are essential for building and maintaining muscle, but also your bones. So if you think of protein as sort of this total body reinforcer of sorts, you begin to understand just how important it is, not only to bulking up if you're that kind of person, but also just to maintaining proper muscle and bone function.
It does play a role often in weight loss, doesn't it? Or it can.
I'm glad you brought this up, Pat, because, yeah, a lot of people associate it with muscle growth. But, yes, it is very important to weight loss. What a lot of people don't understand when it comes to weight loss is they think that they need to eat less of everything. Well, that's somewhat true, but you definitely need to eat more of certain nutrients. Fiber is one of them. As we know, it helps us fill up. But protein does that, too. If you aim for about 30 grams of protein per meal, that's enough to induce the effects of satisfaction at that meal, but also induce satiety, which is the term they use for feeling full until your next meal, which prevents snacking on things like, say, high-protein ranch chips.
Let's talk about foods before we talk about supplements. What foods can we find protein in?
Great question. And what's interesting about this buzzword protein right now as a marketing term is that recent research found between 45 and 64% of consumers did not identify beef, pork, or chicken as being high in protein, even though all of these foods are loaded with it. So, you know, beef, pork, and chicken, unfortunately, don't have the marketing teams behind them like something like, you know, Quest Nutrition, who's making these ranch-flavored protein chips. But often, these animal sources and in that category, we also think about cheese and cottage cheese and milk. Those are all high-protein foods. That's where we often find the most protein per gram, and we also find the highest quality of protein per gram, which means it has the most of those essential amino acids per serving.
And seafood is another source of protein, right? And
yeah, soy. Seafood, eggs. And you know what? I don't want to discount plant-based proteins, too. Things like chickpeas are very high in protein. Any kind of beans, legumes, those things tend to have a good amount of protein in them. Now, if you compare a chickpea-based meal versus a chicken-based meal, you're going to have to eat a lot more chickpeas and also a lot of calories compared to the same amount of protein in chicken breast.
Having said that, though, for people who are vegan, for example, you can still get a lot of protein if you eat carefully in the vegetable family, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? If I would have gone to the supermarket 15 years ago and asked one of the clerks for tofu or seitan or tempeh, these soy-based products, they would have looked at me so weird, you know, and then sent me to some health food, dusty health food store on the opposite side of town. Mm. Now you can find really good tofu. You can find really good tempeh at your local supermarkets. And yes, those are a great source of protein as well.
Then there are protein supplements. What about those?
Yeah, so, you know, when I say 30 grams of protein per meal, what does that mean? If you look at the size and thickness of your palm, that's about, you know, 25 to 30 grams of protein, whether that's fish or steak or whatever. Now, for some people, that's a lot. And it's a lot of chewing,
yeah.
you know, especially people who are trying to put on muscle, you know, which tends to be our demographic. Yeah. So this is where supplementation comes in. We tend to recommend whey-based protein powders here at the magazine. And whey is simply the byproduct of cheese making. There are many other types of proteins out there. There's pea protein. There are greens proteins. There's soy-based proteins. We recommend whey because the majority of the research says that whey is your best pick if you want high quality protein. And look, you know, this stuff doesn't taste great.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. Mm. And usually if you stir it into milk, it's like a lackluster milkshake. Mm. But this is the way to go if you're looking to increase the amount of protein that's in your diet and minimize the amount of chewing that your jaw is doing.
Protein powders. A few months ago, I remember seeing something about the possibility that some of them were laced with arsenic or heavy metals.
Absolutely. The protein powder market, and as all supplement markets, it shares in common the fact that there's not a lot of policing going on here. Mm. You know, this is not like a chicken manufacturer where the USDA has to step in. This is supplements we're talking about. And it is a concern. You know, some of these protein manufacturers will say that certain things are in the protein powder jug, and they're not. And they can get away with it until, you know, the FDA catches up with them. So it's very much a Wild West situation. What we recommend as a magazine is to look for a seal on the protein powder bottle itself that says NSF. That stands for the National Sanitation Foundation. So protein manufacturers have to elect to get this seal from the NSF. And they have to pass a lot of rigorous standards in order to do so. So these seals on the protein powder bottles tend to be rare, but that's exactly why you should seek them out, is because this is really the gold standard when it comes to certification. It's also important to realize that a lot of these snack type options, or even breakfast options, there are some cereals that say that they're high protein. It's important to remember that there is no designation for the words high protein. So even if a protein bar has 7 grams of protein in it, which is far below that 30 grams of protein that we're shooting for per meal, they can say that it's high protein because there are no set standards.
Anything else you want to say about protein?
I would just caution anyone listening to look at the food that they're purchasing that says high protein and ask them, if those words weren't on it, would you think that this product was healthful? So, for instance, there is a brand out there that is selling essentially glorified Captain Crunch that has protein in the name of the product. Now, if we were to take protein out of that, it would be a sugary breakfast cereal. So don't let protein be the only deciding factor when you pick up a product.